Jamita and Larissa's stories ended happily thanks in large part to LIHEAP, but the program's own story may not. LIHEAP's annual budget reached $3 billion, but President Bush's new proposed budget slashes energy aid. For more, we turn to Mark Wolf, executive director of the National Energy Assistance Directors Association.
Somebody's electricity is shut off. It's like throwing them back to the dark ages. They lose their refrigeration. They lose their lights. They might lose access to power. This is a terrible situation. It's the kind of thing you'd expect to see in a third world country. For example, if we were in India, you wouldn't be shocked to hear that when people can't pay their bills, they're shut off. But this is the United States.
What does it mean to people who receive LIHEAP? Is it a lifeline for them?
Oh, yeah, it's extremely essential. We're dealing with very poor people, people who have incomes of less than $30,000 a year, many with incomes of less than $15,000 a year. And without this assistance, they wouldn't be able to pay their bills. And we know what happens, you know. You get shut off, you get arrearage notices, people don't buy their medicine, they don't buy clothes for their children. People do a lot of things to pay those bills, and this helps to cover that one need.
What about this winter? There was, in some cases, places were having a fairly mild winter and then recently just got dumped on snow, ice, sleet. What are people up against this winter?
You know, there's increasing demand for energy. You know, China's growing as an economy. India's growing. So there's demand for heating oil, not just in the United States, but in other parts of the world. Natural gas is not keeping up with demand, so those prices have gone up. And then coal, which was very cheap for a very long time, has gone up by close to 30% in the last couple of years, again, partly because of growth and demand outside the United States. So those are the kinds of things that are pushing up price. At the same time, incomes have not kept up with this increase in price. So if a family was earning, say, $15,000 4 years ago, maybe they've had some very small increases, and so maybe they're earning $16,000. Well, the price of energy went up 40%. So instead of costing $600 to heat your home, say, 4 years ago, say, in even a cold state like Maine, now it's maybe $1,200. So you have a whole series of things going on, you know, rising prices. And then on top of that, there's one other thing that people are starting to see, which I think is really kind of scaring a lot of people. Electricity prices are going up. For the longest time, we had very cheap electricity in the United States. And then we came up with this brilliant idea of choice. Well, it worked in airlines. You had deregulation in the airline industry, and yes, in fact, we got lower prices. And electricity, though, that didn't happen. It was the worst of all worlds. What instead happened is that the agreement between regulators who set prices and set the rules was that utilities would allow to separate the delivery of services, so the wires, essentially, from the generation of electricity, saying that, gee, what will happen is many, many companies will come in to provide electricity, and prices will come down. Well, that didn't happen. The agreement was that you'd have fixed pricing for 4 or 5 years during what was called a transitional period, and then we would have 1,000 blossoms bloom. Well, that's come off. The cap on prices is over, and prices are going up a lot. We just saw increases in Maryland of close to 70%. We saw increases in Illinois of about 50%. So for the average consumer out there, they're seeing much higher electricity prices in some states, on top of higher natural gas and heating oil prices. And it's almost like a triple whammy. They're getting the worst of all worlds.
So we spoke with one woman whose family has LIHEAP, and she has money that she owes, but she's actually doing just fine in terms of being able to heat her home at the moment. Mm-hmm. But we spoke with another woman whose energy was completely cut off in the middle of winter because mm-hmm. the officials didn't know that she was part of the LIHEAP program. How could this happen, and do regulations vary from state to state?
Well, it's easy to see how this could happen. LIHEAP is not an entitlement program like food stamps, where there's national rules in terms of how much food you get, and it's supposed to be enough to help you get through the month. LIHEAP is a grant and aid program, which means that when the money runs out, it's over. And then states supplement that program. So some states, like Iowa, have very strong shutoff protection rules, and a family cannot be shut off during the winter. Other states have weaker rules, and families sometimes fall between the cracks and they get shut off. Now, generally, when a family's on LIHEAP, a utility is more willing to work with that family to help them work out a payment plan. But when you think about the millions of families that need help, it's easy to see how families can fall between the cracks. And utilities have become increasingly interested in collecting on their bills than they have been in the past. You know, one of the things that has come out of utility deregulation is that companies have gone from being more paternalistic. You know, they care about their community, they're willing to, you know, give people more time to work out bills, to becoming much more aggressive and saying, well, you owe the bill, we want the payment. And it all depends on what the state shutoff rules are. And some state rules are weaker than others.
Well, Mark Wolf, thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you.
Mark Wolf is Executive Director of the National Energy Assistance Directors Association. He joined us from NPR's Washington, D.C. headquarters.